Can you give us an update on Brian Little's status, please?
Both Brian and Toby will put them in the same group because I think they're at the same place. They'll both skate tomorrow, and they get through it and feel good, then they're players for us the next night. But we expect them both on the ice. We'll probably put them on the ice maybe 10 minutes early just to make sure that they're feeling as good as we think. As good as they feel they are. And then my expectation now is they'll be with us for practice tomorrow.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir. Your team has a better record on the road than at home, which is a bit unusual. Do you have any theories as to what that might be?
Yeah, a bunch of theories. The block of time when we started to play well was probably about the 7 or 8 game mark, and we had played in that 4 or 5 home games. So we weren't playing the way we're playing now. We got out on the road. And then I think 7 of the 10 home gates have been against playoff teams. So we'll take a look at our last 6 games that we've played, 3-2-1. Possibly the best game we played was against Detroit in the loss. So we like playing here. We'd rather play 82 at home. And it's good to have those kind of road games, if you will, in the bank a little bit, that we've got that 5-game spread between the two. It becomes more important as the season moves on.
Michael Hutchinson's leading the league in goals against and save percentage. Just your thoughts on why he's been on his hot start and why he's been so successful this year.
Well, I don't know why the hot start. I can tell you what we've seen, and we'll go back. So he came in, and he's got a really competitive work ethic in practice. It was the first thing that we noticed. So that kind of got him the start, got him the games, and then he looks a certain way. So he played well. He looks square to the puck. There's not a lot of rebounds that get away from him, and he has the ability to fight and find pucks in traffic. And then he's just played that way all the way through. So I don't find him lucky in the net yet. I don't think that that's any reason why he's been as good as he's been. I think there's a component to that for every goalie. When they get on a real hot roll, they get a little lucky. They get the right post, right side of the post, I guess. But he's just been square, solid. So he looks... I think he's probably a real good practice goaltender, and then the game comes on and a little more competitiveness comes out, so he's been really effective. But most of what he does on a daily basis.
So as a coach, when you've got two goalies that are playing great hockey, what's your philosophy going forward? I mean, does it...
Just make sure neither one of them's out of the net more than 7 days. For the most part. I mean, sometimes it'll be 8 days, sometimes, but don't let a week go by if you got two guys playing or one guy's watching.
And one last thing, you guys have, teams are always searching for consistency. Your game has been really consistent, win or lose. What do you attribute that to?
We have a fairly, that's not the right word. We got a very competitive group. So in the games that we haven't been technically sound or our execution hasn't been great, we've covered those off or made up for any mistakes that we made through compete. So it takes off those rough edges. I mean, there were 2 or 3 games on that calendar last month that I was really worried about going into, really worried about, because just the schedule and through experience, they set up as a tough one, you know, coming back off the road both times, the back-to-back games, and then going in against Carolina, who had just, you know, they had won 4 in a row, I think, and kind of were getting their season back together. So there were a bunch of games that I thought tonight would be the night we really see a physical drop-off. Our ability to compete may not be there, and it may expose some other things that we've been getting away with, that all teams do. It's not that there's a big glaring weaknesses in our game, but they didn't come, you know. So good for the players, good for their compete. So the compete is the reason that I think our quality of hockey has improved for me right now. And you can point to pieces in each game that we've played and say, that's not great quality hockey. And I would agree with you. But overall, the quality of the game is better now than it was at the start of the season, for sure. And the compete has taken off any of the rough edges of things we're still not doing very well.
Anything specific on the power play you see or doing different?
There's a couple things we've changed, and then overall it's the pace and speed that we execute at. That's the biggest one, how fast we move the puck. So the puck moves or your feet moves. We had just gotten stagnant to the point we were holding it in a certain area, just so happy that we had control of it. And then the overlying theme is how the puck gets to the net, what it looks like when it does. So those are the changes. But at the end of the day, it's the players and moving the puck and moving their feet.
Paul, it looked like that practice was a little different out there today. You haven't had that many opportunities to practice in the last month. Did you want to do something a little differently today with an extra day?
So we had a couple of days rest and wanted to take full value of that. But we haven't been able to go back over, you know, the major systems. There's three major systems. So systems when you don't have the puck, your forecheck, basically your neutral zone defense and your D zone coverage. And we wanted to cover those in these 2 days. So we got through two of them today. We'll get to our D zone tomorrow. And then a lot of the components of those things. So some one-on-one battles and some pace at the end. You don't want to take 2 days rest and take it all out of them. There's no point. And at the same time, you've got to get the carburetor cleaned out a little bit. So a little bit at the end.